Perhaps nowhere was the fall from freedom more visible than in Egypt, where angry protests gave way to a military coup and a crackdown on dissent. Freedom in the World 2014 report author Arch Puddington says in many ways, Egypt was not alone.
We're at a time right now where the leaders of the authoritarian community are more self-assured and arrogant than they've been in the past, and where there is a kind of loose coalition alliance of the repressive countries.
Freedom House rated 195 countries and 14 territories based on political rights and civil liberties. It found the level of overall freedom declined for the 8th consecutive year. 60% of the world's population, almost 4.3 billion people, living in countries that are only partly free or not free at all.
The political elites don't have to use violence. They don't have to put people up against the wall. But they are still able to control politics and marginalize the political opposition.
Almost no region fared worse than Eurasia, with increased persecution and media crackdowns in Russia and Ukraine. 78% of the region's population living in countries rated as not free. In the Middle East, Syria ranked among the 10 worst or least free countries. 83% of the region's population living in countries rated as not free. In the Asia Pacific, the report found China was even more intolerant in 2013. Overall, 43% of the region's population lives in countries rated as not free. And in Africa, 35% of the region's population lives in countries rated as not free.
As for the United States, the country continues to rank as among the freest in the world. But Freedom House says Washington still has reason to be concerned.
President David Cramer.
When you have freedom on the decline, that suggests that you have fewer stable countries, fewer less reliable partners.
Freedom House says democracies, especially the U.S., also seem plagued by self-doubt, unable or unwilling to act. A lack of progress in the Middle East being a prime example. The Washington Institute's David Shanker.
The United States public is not at all interested in having more military involvement in the Middle East, or even financial involvement or diplomatic involvement. We've seen that in the polling. They're focused more on domestic matters.
Leaving those seeking freedom wondering where to turn. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.